Harper Audio presents Pirate Latitudes by Michael Crichton, performed by John Bedford Lloyd. Copyright 2009 by Michael Crichton. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Part 1. Port Royal. Chapter 1. Sir James Almont, appointed by His Majesty Charles II, Governor of Jamaica, was habitually an early riser. This was in part the tendency of an aging widower, in part a consequence of restless sleep from pains of the gout, and in part an accommodation to the climate of the Jamaica colony, which turned hot and humid soon after sunrise. On the morning of September 7th, 1665, he followed his usual routine, arising in his chambers on the third floor of the governor's mansion and going directly to the window to survey the weather and the coming day. The governor's mansion was an impressive brick structure with a red tile roof. It was also the only three-story building in Port Royal, and his view of the town was excellent. In the streets below, he could see the lamplighters making their rounds, extinguishing street lights from the night before. On Ridge Street, the morning patrol of garrison soldiers was collecting drunks and dead bodies, which had fallen in the mud. Directly beneath his window, the first of the flat, horse-drawn carts of water carriers rumbled by, bringing casks of fresh water from Rio Cobra, some miles away. Otherwise, Port Royal was quiet, enjoying the brief moment between the time the last of the evening's drunken revelers collapsed in a stupor and the start of the morning's commercial bustle around the docks. Looking away from the cramped, narrow streets of the town to the harbor,